It's just a short while before dozens of guests are expecting lunch, and Rick Crutchen is standing over a large container of coleslaw. He's spooning some into empty serving cups.
It's really a great side item that we have, very popular. So we're just trying to make it look nice.
Crutchen is a Navy veteran and one of about a half dozen vets who are completing a six-month training program at Troop Cafe. The small restaurant on Milwaukee's near west side opened back in May to test things out before yesterday's grand opening. Crutchen says the things he's learned in the kitchen and connections he's made have helped him become a lead cook at another local restaurant.
Being new to the area, I thought it would be a good way to help get myself established up here and network.
Helping Crutchen with the coleslaw is a newer trainee, John Skeens, who has served in the Marines and is still on reserve status. Skeen says he's learned a lot about preparing food.
I really love cooking and baking, and it's helped me to refine my knife cutting skills.
Your knife cutting skills?
Yeah, being able to... that kind of thing, dicing and mincing and whatnot.
The kitchen trainees follow the orders of executive chef and general manager Greg Bautista.
All right, Rick, I'm looking at like maybe 8 minutes and I'm going to call out hot food, right?
Bautista did not serve in the military, but says he believes in the mission of job training for veterans.
And it's something that I've been looking for. I've been in food service for like 32 years now, so it's a very rewarding, a pleasure to work with the guys and see them progress as they come through our program.
Marine veteran Christopher Cadrich is another manager at Troop Cafe. He also says he takes great pride in helping veterans learn some skills. He says the biggest challenge is that some vets aren't quite able to handle the training.
In order to really get through this program, you have to be a little bit stable and on your feet. So I think my biggest challenge is just not being able to save the world at once.
Cadrich says some veterans struggle.
Whether it be codependency or there's a lot of really, really powerful issues that need to be addressed. Now, the great news is that the Center for Veterans Issues handles all of those things at a ground floor level.
The Center for Veterans Issues is a Milwaukee-based agency that also runs a housing program in Vets Manor, the building in which Troop Cafe operates. Center President Robert Cocroft says he's happy with how Troop Cafe is doing. He says the veterans being helped are not just from the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, but go all the way back to the Vietnam era.
We have older veterans who, for one reason or another, have not been able to maintain continuous employment, but a lot of them are unemployed just due to market factors.
Cocroft says the restaurant also tries to help a mostly low-income part of the city.
We received requests from the community to provide an eating establishment for the neighborhood because this is sort of a food desert. There aren't a lot of places that are wholesome.
Some other restaurants in this part of Milwaukee have not survived the marketplace, but Troop Cafe has a mix of public sector and private sector support and a sense of urgency, including from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
We have to do something as a city to embrace veterans and tell them right here at one of the most busy intersections in this city, we honor veterans.
Troop Cafe is open from 6:30 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.